संजय उवाच, तम तथा कृपया विष्ठम अश्रुपूर्णाकुले क्षणम विशीदन्तम् इदं वाक्यम् उवाच मधुसूदनः.
Sanjaya said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana, Krishna, spoke the following words.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, kutastva kashmalam idam, vishame samupasthitam, anarya jushtam asvargyam, akirtikaram Arjuna.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy.
Klaibyam masma gamah partha naitatvai upapadyate kshudram hridaya daurbalyam tyaktvotishtha parantapa.
O son of Prita, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
Arjuna uvacha, katham bhishmam aham sankhye dronam cha madhusudana ishubih pratiyotsyami pujarhav arisudana.
Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship?
Gurun ahatva hi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktum bhaikshyamapiha loke hatvartha kamamstu guruni haiva bhunjiya bhogan rudhirapradigdhan.
It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers, even though desiring worldly gain they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
Na chaitad vidmah katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadivano jayeyu yaneva hatva na jijivishamas tevastitah pramukhe dhartarashtrah.
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we killed the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield.
Karpanya doshopahatasvabhavah prichhamitvam dharma sammoodhacheta yachreyah syan nishchitam bruhitan me shishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapannam.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please, instruct me.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad yachoka mucho shanamindriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatna mridham rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam.
I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Sanjaya uvacha, evam uktva hrishi kesham guda keshah parantapah nayotsya iti govindam uktva tushnim babhuvah.
Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Tamuvacha Hrishikeshah Prahasanniva Bharata Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Vishidantam Idam Vachah.
O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling, in the midst of both the armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ashochyananva Shochastvam Prajnya Vadamscha Bhashase Gatasuna Gatasumscha Nanushochanti Pandita.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead.
Natve vaham jatu nasam natvam neme janadhipa न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम्।
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra na muhyati.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Matras parshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukhadukhada agama payino nityas tam stitikshasva bharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
Yam hina vyathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram somritatvaya kalpate.
O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation.
Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah ubhayor api drishthontas tvanayos tattva darshibhi.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both.
Avinashi tu tadvidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati.
That which pervades the entire body you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul.
Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinah anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore fight, O descendant of Bharata.
Ya enam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate.
Neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it slain is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuyah ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire.
For the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Veda vinashinam nityam ya enam ajamavyayam katham sa purushah partha kam ghatayati hantikam.
O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, eternal, unborn and immutable kill anyone or cause anyone to kill?
Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani ghrinati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi.
As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, na chainam kledayantyapo, na shoshayati maruta.
The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
Achedyoyam adahyoyam akledyo shoshya evacha nitya sarvagata sthanur achaloyam sanatana.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable and eternally the same.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate tasmad evam vidit vainam nanu shochitum arhasi.
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable and immutable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
Atha chainam nitya jatam, nityam va manyase mritam, tathapitvam mahabaho, nainam shochitum arhasi.
If, however, you think that the soul, or the symptoms of life, is always born and dies forever, you still have no reason to lament, O mighty armed.
Jatasya hidhruvo mrityur, dhruvam janma mritasya cha, tasmad aparihariyerthe, natvam shochitum arhasi.
One who has taken his birth is sure to die, and after death one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament.
Avyaktadini bhutani, vyakta madhyani bharata, avyakta nidhananyeva, tatraka paridevana.
All created beings are unmanifest in their beginning, manifest in their interim state, and unmanifest again when annihilated. So what need is there for lamentation?
Ashcharyavat pasyati kaschidenam, ashcharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah, ashcharyavat chainam anyah shrunoti, shrutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschid.
Some look on the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all.
Dehi nityam avadhyoyam, dehe sarvasya bharata, tasmat sarvani bhutani, natvam shochitum arhasi.
O descendant of Bharata, he who dwells in the body can never be slain. Therefore you need not grieve for any living being.
Svadharmam apicha vekshya, na vikampitum arhasi, dharmyadhi yuddhat chreyonyat, kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Considering your specific duty as a kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation.
Yadrachaya chopapannam, svargadvaram apavratam, sukina kshatriya partha, labhante yuddhamidrisham.
O Partha, happy are the kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come unsought, opening for them the doors of the heavenly planets.
Atachetvam imam dharmyam, sangramam na karishyasi, tatah svadharmam kirtimcha, hitva papam avapsyasi.
If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sins for neglecting your duties, and thus lose your reputation as a fighter.
Akirtim chapi bhutani, kathayashyanti tevyayam, sambhavitasya chakirtir, maranad atirichyate.
People will always speak of your infamy, and for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death.
Bhayad ranad uparatam, mamsyante tvam maharatha, yesham chatvam bahumato, bhutva yasyasi laghavam.
The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you insignificant.
Avachya vadamscha bahun, vadishyanti tavahitah, nindantas tavasamarthyam, tato dukhataram nukim.
Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you?
Hatova prapsyasi svargam, jitvava bhokshyase mahim, tasmat uttishtha kaunteya, yuddhaya kritanishchaya.
O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up with determination and fight.
Sukha dukhe same kritva, labha labhau jaya jayau, tato yuddhaya yujyasva, naivam papam avapsyasi.
Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by so doing you shall never incur sin.
Esha te bhihita sankhye, buddhir yoge tvimam shrunu, buddhya yukto yaya partha, karma bandham prahasyasi.
Thus far, I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results. O son of Pritha, when you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works.
Neha bhikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat.
In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahushakha hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam.
Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched.
Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadantyavipaschitah veda vadaratah partha nanyad astiti vadinah. Kamatmanah svargapara janma karma phalapradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaishvarya gatim prati.
Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this.
Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayapa hritachetasam vyavasayatmika buddhih samadhau na vidhiyate.
In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Traigunya vishaya veda nistraigunyo bhavarjuna nirdvandvo nityasattvastho niryogakshema atmavan.
The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the Self.
Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah.
All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them.
Karmanyevadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalaheturbhur ma te sangostva karmani.
You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty.
Yogastah kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyoh samobhutva samatvam yoga uchyate.
Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga.
Durena hyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvichha kripanah phalahetavah.
O Dhananjaya, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are misers.
Buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukrita duskrute tasmad yogaya yujyasva yoga karmasu kaushalam.
A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad actions even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
Karmajam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinah janma bandha vinir muktah padam gacchantyanamayam.
By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead.
Yadate moha kalilam buddhirvyati tarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasyacha.
When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard.
Shruti vipratipannate yada sthasyati nischala samadha vachala buddhis tada yogam avapsyasi.
When your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, and when it remains fixed in the trance of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness.
Arjuna uvacha, sthita prajnyasya ka bhasha, samadhisthasya keshava, sthita dih kim prabhasheta, kimasita vrajeta kim.
Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak, and what is his language? How does he sit, and how does he walk?
Shri Bhagavan uvacha, prajahati yada kaman, sarvan partha manogatan, atmanye vatmana tushta, sthita prajnyastadochyate.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
Dukhesh vanudvigna manah, sukheshu vigataspruhah, vita raga bhayak krodah, sthitadhir muniruchyate.
One who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind.
Yah sarvatra nabhisnehas, tattat prapya shubha shubham, nabhinandati nadveshti, tasya prajnya pratishthita.
In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it nor despising it, is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge.
Yada samharate chayam kurmonganiva sarvashah indriyanindriyarthebhyas tasya prajnya pratishthita.
One who is able to withdraw his senses from sense objects, as the tortoise draws its limbs within the shell, is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness.
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate.
The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But, ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manah.
The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination, who is endeavouring to control them.
Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparah vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajnya pratishthita.
One who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control, and fixes his consciousness upon me, is known as a man of steady intelligence.
Dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangaste shupa jayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho bhijayate.
While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises.
Krodad bhavati sammohah sammohat smriti vibhramah smriti bhramshad buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati.
From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool.
Ragadvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atmavashyair vidheyatma prasadam adhigachati.
But a person free from all attachment and aversion, and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom, can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord.
Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanir asyopa jayate prasanna cheta sohyashu buddhe paryavatishtate.
For one thus satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established.
Nasti buddhirayuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayatah shantir ashantasya kutah sukham.
One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace?
Indriyanam hi charatam yen mano nu vidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navam ivambhasi.
As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence.
Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrahitani sarvashah indriyan indriyarthebhyas tasya prajnya pratishthita.
Therefore, O mighty armed, one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence.
Ya nisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pasyato muneh.
What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapav pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti na kama kami.
A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled, but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
Vihaya kaman yah sarvan, pumamscharati nihspriha, nirmamo nirahamkara, sashantim adhigacchati.
A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace.
Esha brahmi stitih partha nainam prapya vimuhyati sthitvasyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam ruchati.
That is the way of the spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God.